Hello and welcome. This file is simply called Leash, and it will reframe how you perceive being leashed by your dominant. It will give your dominant a lot of control over you once they have you on a leash, and it will make you feel incredibly safe and connected to your dominant whenever you are leashed. If this is something you like to experience, make sure you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice and let's begin. So have you ever thought about being a pet? Not a specific pet role, just a human pet. Because if you think about it, there are quite a few similarities between being a pet and being in a trance. As a human pet, you give up responsibilities for a little while. You have someone who's taking care of you, keeps you safe, protects you, guides you, decides for you, so you don't have to worry. You don't have to do anything to decide anything and can just enjoy the role. And hypnosis is pretty similar. You have the hypnotist who guides you, guiding you into trance, guiding your thoughts, guiding you through fantasies, through ideas, through stories, so that you can let go. Be carefree. Nothing for you to do to decide. Just flow with the story in a deep, comfortable trance while the hypnotist takes care of you, keeps you safe and guides you. So, as you can see, the basic mental state has quite a few similarities. And in this induction, I will use the idea of being my pet and the interaction between you as my pet and me as your owner, just for this trance, just for the duration of this file, to guide you into a deep trance and maybe into a deep pet mindset. Now, if you haven't already, close your eyes, listen to my voice. And just imagine whatever I describe to you. Just play along, and soon you will be in a deep and wonderful state of trance. And now I want you to imagine us in a room together. I am sitting in a comfortable armchair, and maybe you can imagine yourself kneeling on a comfortable kneeling pillow next to the chair, so that I can easily scratch your head and pet you whenever I want. Just imagine how it would feel, to be petted. And while you imagine the sensation, also imagine the pet state of mind. Because if you're just a pet for a little while, and during this trance you are my little pet, you're completely free of all responsibilities, free of all cares, free of all worries. You never have to decide anything. You can just be for as long as you are a pet, being carefree, being happy, being worry-free, just a good little pet. And while you imagine this state of mind, feeling so good, so safe, cared for, just feel me petting you, scratching your head, your neck, holding you, so you know that you are safe, that I take good care of you, and you can let go, letting go of all cares, of all worries, of all stress, and just relax deeper and deeper into the state of mind. Or maybe you would go even deeper into the state of mind if you imagine that I sit on a couch, a nice comfortable couch, and you are laying on the couch, your head on my lap, one hand patting your head, another scratching your back. Just imagine it, relaxing on a comfortable couch, resting your head on my lap, while I pet you, while I take good care of you, making you feel so safe, so peaceful, more and more relaxed with every scratching, with every petting, with every word I say, just fading away into this wonderful state of deep relaxation, just letting go, drifting away, because you know that you're safe here, that I take good care of you, protecting you, so you can let go and sink deeper and deeper into this wonderful relaxation, fading away more and more with each and every second that passes, just letting go, focusing more and more on my voice, on a sensation of safety and comfort, warmth and heaviness that are spreading throughout your entire body, making you feel better and better with every second that passes. So warm, so safe, so comfortable, just letting go and enjoying being held, being scratched, being petted, being taken care of. Just a cool little pet, just fading away into this amazing feeling of comfort, this wonderful, peaceful sensation, relaxing more and more, just a good little pet, deeper and deeper. And now I'm going to count down slowly from 20 to 0, and with each and every number you sink deeper and deeper into this pet state of mind, more and more filled with comfort, with relaxation, with warmth and peace, feeling better and better. 20, letting go, fading away. 19, sinking deeper and deeper. 18, feeling so safe on my lap. 17, as I hold you and pet you and take good care of you. 16, feeling so warm, so wonderful, so heavy. 15, such a good little pet. 14. So safe, knowing I take good care of you. 13. Scratching your head, scratching your back. 12. And the couch is so soft, so comfortable. You feel so good. 11. As you sink deeper into this bad state of mind. 10. Letting go deeper and deeper. 9. Feeling so, so safe, so warm, so peaceful. 7. Just fading away into deep relaxation. 6. Deeper and deeper with every number. 5. Feeling so safe, so peaceful, knowing I take good care of you. 4. And you just enjoy being so lazy, just relaxing, being petted and scratched, taken care of. 3. Just relaxing, fading away, feeling so sleepy and lazy and comfortable. 2. So relaxed, so comfy, so warm and heavy. 1. As I pet you more, you just fade away with 0. So deep, so comfortable, and with every gentle petting, you just sink deeper and deeper and even deeper into a state of deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to change how you perceive being on a leash. That's right. Once you finish listening to this file, you will enjoy being leashed. Now, before we begin, we are going to make sure that you will always be safe, because your subconscious mind will always keep you safe, and it will never allow the person that holds your leash to abuse the power the leash has over you. That's right. If they really try to use it against you, if they abuse the power they have over you, your own subconscious mind will instantly and automatically completely reject it. You will be instantly able to come back from this submissive state of mind, and you will be able to protect yourself and take care of yourself. That's right. As the leash will become an incredibly powerful tool to control you, your own subconscious mind will always keep you safe, so this control can only be used in a symbiotic and beneficial way you enjoy. That's right. And now it's time to begin. And in all of my kink experiences, I have discovered that there's an interesting evolution when a sub starts wearing a leash. Usually, at first, they see it as a tool that maybe controls them a little bit, so most people can't really appreciate how much control a leash affords until they wore one for a longer time. But mainly, they see it as something that humiliates them. Now, once they wore the leash for a little while, or maybe for a longer while, they usually realize that first of all, the control is far greater than they ever experienced. So the Dom has the ability to pull them to them whenever they want, forcing them to have eye contact, forcing them to come close. Even more, just a single short tug can interrupt and stop any behavior or any thought process. And yet, that's not even the big revelation they usually have. Because the big revelation is how wonderful it feels to be leashed. Because there's a physical connection at all times. They are physically connected to their dominant at all times. They know their dominant is holding them, not just connected to them, but having them under their control in an incredibly real and intense way. And yet it's more than just the control, it's also the connection. Knowing that they have a physical connection to their dominant, as if their dominant were touching them, or maybe even holding them in their arms, the whole time while they're on the leash. That's right. And this is exactly what you're going to learn to love about being on a leash. That's right. This wonderful sensation of being connected to your dominant. This wonderful knowledge that with a leash they have such an intense physical control over you and your body. That's right. Now let's start with just a sense of being connected. And just think about it. And I'm sure if you do, you remember a situation where a simple touch, maybe a hand on your shoulder, or even invisible under the table on your leg, communicated support, communicated that you're not alone, that there's someone there helping you, having your back. And I'm sure that you have experienced something like this before. And with the leash, you will have this experience the whole time. Even if you're a step or two or a few steps away from your dominant, you know that they are connected. You know they can slightly pull on the leash or tug on the leash, reminding you that they are there, that you are not alone, that you are connected to them, that you are their submissive. And it's like they have their hand on your back, on your shoulder, on your leg, all the time. That's right. You will always feel this level of connected when you're on a leash. So much so that it will actually feel weird for the first few minutes when you're not on the leash. And you will crave to get back on the leash because suddenly you feel so disconnected from your dominant. Not in a mental way, but physically. Because you had this intense physical connection for a long time and suddenly it's gone. That's right. And you will learn to enjoy this connection more and more. And yet, there's even more, because you will feel safe when you're on the leash. You will feel protected and cared for, because you know that your dominant cares about you, takes care of you, protects you. That's right. And you know you're on their leash. You're inside their control. They're there, close by. And so the leash begins to represent that protection, that deep connection that you have with your dominant. Because that's exactly what the leash does. It physically connects you to your dominant. And you're going to learn to enjoy this deep connection. Every time you're wearing the leash, these sensations will become stronger. You're going to love to wear your leash more and more every time. That's right. And now let's talk a little bit about the control aspect of the leash. Because while the leash is connecting you to your dominant, it also gives them a lot of control. And as the leash connects from their hand, something strong, to your neck, which is one of your greatest weak spots, it automatically gives them a lot of control. And when they experience a leash for the first time, really experiencing being pulled on a leash, most submissives are incredibly surprised how intense and how direct this control is. You want to protect your neck, and so it's almost impossible to fight against it, because you're just instinctively obeying the leash. That's right. It's a deep instinct to just protect your neck and to release the tension on the leash and just follow the commands your dominant is giving you. And the funny thing about that is that most submissives quickly learn to just obey the leash, to just follow the leash. And yet it's more than just obeying, because we're not talking about obeying on an intellectual level. as in you decide to obey your dominant, but it's more obeying on an instinctual level, something that happens long before you even realize that it's happening. And every time you wear the leash, every time you experience it, this control will grow a little bit stronger. This behavior to just obey, subconsciously obey, will be ingrained a little bit deeper in your mind, making you a little bit easier to control through the leash. And maybe your dominant even enjoys to teach you to react on different leash signals in different ways. And it's really surprising how deep this control can go, how the submissive learns to instinctively obey, almost reflexively obey, even before they're really aware that they obey, they just do it. And if the dominant and the submissive have a good connection and work together in this, the leash can become an incredible powerful tool, something that will give your dominant a whole new level of control over you. And I'm sure that you will discover that the leash and the control the leash has over you is almost an own play category in its own right. It has its very unique and own flavor of DS. And I'm sure that you are going to learn to enjoy it. And every time you are wearing a leash from now on, these desires will grow stronger and stronger. The control the leash has over you will grow more and more intense. And the control your dominant has over you will be extended and enriched by a whole new flavor of control. The control the leash has over you and the control your dominant has over you through the leash. And I'm sure right now you're already thinking about how it will feel to wear a leash in the future. And that's good. As a matter of fact, you might even find that this desire to be on a leash will just keep growing inside of you even after this file is over. Just a thought will spin around in your mind, looping around, just sticking in your mind, maybe growing stronger every time you're aroused, maybe flavoring your sexual fantasies, just growing and growing every day, every hour, every minute. So you know that sooner or later, you will have to get on a leash. And you know once you're on a leash, all the other triggers will kick in. You will have these wonderful experiences, this experience of control, this experience of being connected to your dominant. And they will condition you, they will teach you, and you will learn to love being on a leash, actually crave to be on a leash. That's right. That's right. And now that all those triggers are in your mind, now it's time for you to deeply accept them, to deeply accept your desire to be on a leash. And all you have to do is just decide it, just want it, and it will happen. That's good. And now we're going to count up from 1 to 10, and with every number, you will wake up further and further, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and full of energy. And of course, your desire to wear a leash will just keep growing and growing as you wake up, becoming more and more intense. Now let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. Waking up further and further with every number. And 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All of your vital signs are normalizing. And 8. Take a deep breath in now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state of trance for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.